Who would have thought that Cause I can't stand again. I choose to pray.
Come here this morning and worship and praise your name. May we continue to lift your name high as we continue throughout the week. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Welcome to the house of worship. If you are visiting for the first time, I want to extend a warm welcome to you. And I will be available to meet with you after the service. So it is good to see all of you today. Please take a moment to record your present and then pass the pad to those seated next to you. As we go into the time of celebration, there are a few things I need to highlight from our celebration. Of course, it is happy 90th birthday for Elizabeth King. Yes. Yes, and also we fed about 90 people on dinner on us last Wednesday. So it is improving. So we give glory to God. And also Ash Wednesday, will be at 7 p.m. and that is when we will start our journey of Lent. So we will be meeting in the underground at 7 p.m. on Wednesday for Ash Wednesday service. So you are all welcome. And pray for those who are not feeling well. Some are not here today because they are going through the healing process. So pray for them. And I want to give you a moment of silent prayer to pray. Gracious God, this morning we come to improve ourselves, to deliver our faith, to take lesson with us into the world. We come to be with one another, to deepen our relationship, to strengthen our ties with one another in Christian love and care. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray that you refresh us today. Welcome God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and fill us with your glory today. We pray that you train our eyes to stay on those things that you value. Especially, God, we lift up the prayers on our minds and our hearts to you. We praise you for the way you have been so nice to us this week. Lord, thank you for the things you have done for us. Thank you for the protection you have given us, the traveling mercies, the nice weather that we have had. And Lord Jesus, you know also those who are in our minds and hearts this morning. Some of them we cannot mention their names. And we pray that you reach out to them and bring restoration to their lives. Lord, for those who have had emotional struggles, for those who have had physical struggle, we pray that you strengthen them. Heavenly Father, we want to commit also this service into your hands. We pray that you continue to be present with us. We pray that you anoint every part of this service. Even the music we are singing to you, anoint. The message we are going to listen to today, we pray that you minister through the message, minister through the music, minister through your word. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Almighty God, we come with open minds and hearts that we might better understand your word. Speak to us that we may know your will as we call, that your light shine through us, that others may know the glory of God and his everlasting love. Amen. In the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Yeah, let's rise up again if you are able as we sing.
Worship you. Our scripture lesson today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. And it comes from the story of the Transfiguration. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be up here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is good news for God's people.
Thank you, Tim, for reading the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the way you have been with us up to this far. Lord, as we go into listening to your word and searching through the scripture to see what you want to teach us today, we pray that you open up our minds and the ears of our hearts that we may listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Last Wednesday, Linda Stokes and I went to listen to the State of the City of Lenexa address by our mayor, Mr. Mike Bowen. It was interesting for me to learn, you know, the history and the vision 2020. I came to find out that since the mayor has been here for 18 years, a lot of changes have happened. He and his leadership team have tried to move the city of Lenexa, the city center of Lenexa, from east to west. And it has happened, and it looks beautiful. However, when change comes, two things happened. For some people, they want it. It is something they have ever wanted it to happen. And some may not have wanted it. Why? Because when change comes, positive things happen. And also you lose some things. It can be painful and a loss of something you ever value. I suspect every one of you could tell stories about the window of change that, you know, has come to Lenexa City Center, new things. And not only that, you could tell also, you know, the change you might have experienced in your life, maybe using the recreation center, you know, staying fit, you know, and other things that you have experienced in your life. Or even not only that, you probably you can talk about the change that has happened to your family, maybe at your place of work, maybe the change that has happened in your church, or change that you might experience in your school, or the changes that you hope for in the near future. But the question is, how do we live in the midst of change? How do you feel when it seems the world around us is, you know, around us as well as within us is changing? I wonder if the disciples in the scripture we read this morning in the book of Matthew chapter 17 might be asking the same question. And if they too are feeling the wind of change blowing through their lives. And here is why I say that. And it is in the next screen. Immediately, before Jesus takes Peter, John, and James up the mountain, he tells them and the others that he must suffer, die, and be resurrected on the third day. He will tell them this again after they come down from the mountain. Yes, the mountain of experience is called Transfiguration. What is transfiguration? Yeah, it literally means to glow. It means to be transform. It is a flashlight of glory. It is being changed into another form. And that is what transfiguration is. It can be a difficult concept to understand. Yes, it can be a difficult concept. I've tried, to try to figure out how I can explain it. I put a picture there. But I hope you'll understand it. It is kind of a difficult concept. I remember a Sunday school teacher was reading this story in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, to Sunday school class. And the little Dominic looked a little confused. And after the teacher read the story, he asked Dominic, "So, what do you think about his story?" And little Dominic said, "Jesus was on the top of the mountain. And the teacher went further and asked him, 'So, what was he doing on top of the mountain?'" And Dominic said that is where arithmetic class was held. And the teacher was like, "Where are we going with this?" So he asked him, "Can you explain that?" He said, "Well, the scripture said," and he began to figure. And the teacher said, "No, that is not what the scripture said. It said he went to the mountain, and there he became transfigured and not began to figure." Yes, so this concept is it can be weird, transfiguration. How can we, how could the disciple transfigure, or how could Jesus transfigure himself? So it can be a weird thing to understand. It was weird for the three disciples, and it can be weird for us too. So imagine walking around Jesus for 3 years, and all of a sudden, he's glowing. It is like, just a movie you are watching right in front of you, but it is the real thing. It is Jesus. It is not a movie. So that is what these disciples were experiencing. And they didn't know how to handle it. If you see what Peter was saying here, Peter was like, "Let's build a tent for us here. Let's stay here. This is a cool place. This is a cool thing that has happened to us." And he was not getting it. He was not understanding what was happening. He didn't know that yet. He still has to go down the valley. He still has some work to do. He still has a mission to do. So, what is the purpose of this? Why did Jesus transfigure? So the purpose of transfiguration was about preparing and helping the disciples live through the coming change. The transfiguration story has something to teach and show us about how to live in the midst of change. It was teaching the disciples how to live in the midst of change which was about to come. The scripture has said, Jesus told them, he was going to die, and on the third day, he will be resurrected. And the disciple didn't know what that meant. So Jesus Something had to happen to Jesus for them to understand. So what should we do in the midst of change? Listen to him. The first thing to do is to listen to him. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? There is a song like that, right? Okay. In verse 4 and 5, let's read. What does it say? This is in the next slide. It says, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Yes. When God saw that Peter was getting distracted here with the comfort, God told him, listen to him. Pay attention. So in the midst of change, we ought to listen to Jesus. One of the things I'm aware in the midst of change is different voices that can come to me. You know, voices come to my mind and my heart. So there are different voices. Yet there are different, you know, there are different voices in the midst of change. Some voices tell us to run and hide. And others tell us to fight and resist. Some voices ask questions and want explanation. There are some voices of self-doubt, criticism, and all that I should have. I would have done this. I could have done that. But the story of Transfiguration says there is only one voice to listen to, and that is Jesus Christ. We ought to listen to him. The voice of God speaks from the bright cloud, overshadowing Peter, James, and John. And it says, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. What does this mean when he says, listen to him? I believe it means that whatever change comes upon us, it doesn't have to have a final word. Jesus has the final word. Amen? Amen. In the midst of change, Jesus speaks to you and speaks to me. A word of life. A word of hope. A word of forgiveness. A word of mercy. A word of generosity. A word of courage. A word of love. A word of care. And a word of healing. The question is, are we listening to his voice? If only we could listen, we would see his glory like Peter, John, and James. One of the mountains of experience is listening to Jesus during that moment. We are spending time with him in prayer, in reading the word. That is when we can listen to him. What else should we do in the midst of change? Second, get up. We should get up. Let's read in verse 6 and 7. It says, when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and tied them. Get up, he said, don't be afraid. Yes, in the midst of change, we can be afraid. In the midst of change, it can be painful. We can lose. In the midst of change, we can bury ourselves in seclusion. In the midst of change, you may not even come to church. We may not even go to the public. But what is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, get up. So I suspect we all face change that has caused us to stumble and fall, paralyze us, or left us overwhelmed. We don't know how we will ever get back on our feet, how we will be back to where we were. Again, this is not about whether the change is perceived as good or bad, but it's about gaining balance on our feet, gaining balance on our faith, on our trust to those whom we, you know, our loved ones, maybe family members, maybe even our church members. So Jesus is saying, get up. And what that means is trying to gain a balance and getting our feet back under us. It is about stepping into a new life when we are not sure what that looks like. It is just about having faith in Jesus Christ to carry us through. So Jesus comes to us in whatever circumstance of change we find ourselves in. And he's touching us and says, get up. Be raised. Be resurrected. So it is the promise that although life has changed, it is not the end of the world. God uses the changing circumstances of our lives and world to bring us new life. And I'm not suggesting that God directly causes change to come upon us. No, he's not bringing any calamity to us. He's not bringing any bad change to us. Yes, God does not make bad things happen to us. So what I'm suggesting here is that God never wastes a chance to throw forth new life to us. Whether it is a bad situation, he will use that situation to bring new life to us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as we receive our tithes and offerings, I want to invite the joy bells to come forward. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this far. Thank you for the word we have heard from the scripture. Thank you for speaking to our hearts this morning. Lord, we pray that you help us to put into action the message for today. Lord, help us to listen to you. Help us to get up if we are fallen. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you also for these offerings. We were able to bring it to you. We pray that you bless those hands, bless the labor of our hands, and bless the ministries where these offerings is going to serve. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. now receive the benediction. Go forward into the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may He make His face and His glory shine upon you. You may go in peace, and may His peace go with each one of you. Amen.
God, you never late, working all day.